Good morning. This is Mark Gold with Top Third Ag Marketing, bringing you the pre-opening Chicago Board of Trade grain comments for today, Friday, May 19th. In the news this morning, overnight EBOT prices for July corn up 3 cents at 558 and a quarter, July wheat up 7 cents at 618 and three quarters, and July beans up 8 cents at 1341 and a half. New crop corn was up 7 cents at 507 and three quarters. And new crop beans were up 16 and a quarter cents at 1203 and a quarter. So new crop gaining on the old crop out here. I think most of that is due to the dry weather forecast for the next 10 days and much of the eastern part of the Midwest. Illinois doesn't look like we had some really light showers here this morning. It looks like the next 10 days are warming up and significantly drier. The temperature is going up just into the mid 80s. So not too terribly hot out here. But certainly drier than we looked yesterday. The G7 meeting, apparently they're going to announce more sanctions against the Russians. We'll hear the Russians squawk about it and say that there won't be another grain deal in 2 months. You know, this the usual nonsense. Crop Tour in Kansas came out with 30 bushels to the acre in Kansas. That's versus the five-year average of 45.6. That's the lowest since 2000. But it's above the USDA's 29 bushel estimate. We've got cattle on feed this afternoon. They're looking for on feed 97.6, placed 95.9, and marketing's only 90%. This morning we've got the Dow up about 98 points. We've got crude oil up 90 cents a barrel. The bonds are taking it on the chin again, down another point. At 127.02. So, you know, I think for the most part, today's going to be a day of short covering, taking some profits out here. The shorts have certainly had their day for the last several weeks out here. We've had steep breaks in all the grains. We've had nothing really but bad news out here. So the market tried to recover yesterday and the beans came a little bit short. But overall, you know, like I said, I think it's just going to be a short covering ahead of the weekend here with the drier forecasts out there. Aside from that, Kansas City wheat should be the strongest with as bad of a crop that they're seeing. But I think the July Chicago-Kansas City wheat spread had moved out far enough. We're starting to see some profit taking. Funds are heavily short Chicago wheat, about 135,000 contracts. So maybe Chicago will gain on Kansas City here, even though Kansas City wheat really looks to be struggling out here. That's about it. If you have any questions, give us a call, 1-877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-HEDGE.